Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Yo, welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your host, Xavier, and as promised, I was coming back with a part two of my boy, Dantez. But before we start the show, I would like to advise all the listeners, all the watchers, to please subscribe, do that five-star rating, review, like, share, comment, do all those things. We're trying to run the numbers up, and we would greatly appreciate it if y'all would do that. And getting right back into the show, like I said, I got my boy, Dantez. What's good, bro? Part two, man.
You was cooking, man.
I said... We gotta keep it rolling because he going in right now. Yeah. But when we left off, we was talking about AI and people. How a lot of people gonna be screwed moving forward because they about to lose. They don't have no skill set, so they gonna lose where they at.
Yeah.
So talk about. I want to ask you this just to start it off. So what can people do? Let's say somebody, let's say they will be listed as having no skills. They work a job where it's like what they call it, unskilled labor.
Yeah.
What should people in those positions do to equip themselves for the future and where the world's going?
I would say use AI to be your educator. And everybody wants a mentor. You know, I've talked about it on ChatGPT where you can go in and say, take on the role of Russell Brunson if I'm trying to learn about funnels. And it literally takes the role of him. And I'm telling it, like, take the role of Russell Brunson. I'm trying to build a funnel that can produce over $100,000 in my very first year based around selling cat supplies, blah, 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 blah. Give me a guideline or give me 10 different lessons that I can go in depth on to teach me about funnels. Then it gives you a list of them and then you ask, all right, well, number one, let's go super in depth on number one. Educate me on everything I need to know in a way where a 12-year-old can understand it. Boom. Starts typing it. It's your job to read through it, execute on it, understand it, take notes on it. And it's like, it's always good to have mentors. But in a sense, I can learn.
I get what you're saying.
I can learn from the best in the world. I can learn from Charlie Munger off of AI. Like, it is, to me, right now, there's no excuses now.
It's not.
It's none. So, like, to me, it's like a dad who's not in his kid's life. There's no excuse for that. You know, unless you're in the army and you got other stuff going on to where you're physically incapable.
Can't be there.
But for the men who are not there, there's no excuses as to why you can't do it, but you just make excuses. So it's the same thing with this. It's like, you know, AI can educate you on so many different things, but too many people are scared of it. Instead of just questioning, like, why don't you just chase your curiosity? You don't even know what all it includes. You just assuming that based off of what somebody else said on Instagram, that your job is going to be taken, robots right. are going to come take over the world. That's not 100% the case.
Facts.
Is there regulations that they need to put in place immediately? Absolutely. Absolutely. Or if they don't, then
there's going
to
be be a problem.
The thing is, though, is like the stock market, all of that stuff. If anything ever happened would make that stuff go to zero, we're in a way bigger issue than with money. Like, that wouldn't even be
It's not even about the money issue. Yeah. There's some whole other stuff.
Yeah, for real. So I would just say use AI to train you. Have it be an educator. You know, there's people who can learn about IT and tech off of AI and literally learn just as much as a person in college. Probably more, because the information, the data points that it has is way more accessible than...
It's like unlimited.
Yeah, it's literally unlimited. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's different... The reason I like this so much and really why I went down a rabbit hole of it is because it's constantly changing. So this was the first time, like, clothing is like, you know, clothing for the most part is really the same foundation. You can do the same thing, but I'm teaching it to more and more and more people. So it's really a volume game. How I'm looking at it is like, how can I get as many of these young people to come in to learn about clothing, start making some money, to give them some information about being a man and the mistakes that I've made so they can learn from it? Okay, perfect, cool. But now, how can I take these same people and educate them on the bigger picture, which is, yo, how do we use AI to educate us? How do we use AI to economically empower us? How do we use AI to reverse engineer how we think? Because that's a lot of the problems. We don't know how to think right. We don't know how to learn. We don't know how to unlearn. These are huge things that we got to learn. So it's like, if I can just play just a small part in it, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, some historian and I go down in record books. Nah, I just want to die knowing that I did my best to give everybody what I could and I left everything out there.
You think unlearning is equally as important as learning?
Absolutely. There's certain habits that people have that if you don't unlearn, it will not allow you to learn.
That is very true.
And I've never heard nobody say that. Like, habits are very important. Changing your habits is important. Look, the thing it's very hard. Like, this is what I want to say, right? If you look at somebody, right, the average American, and you look at, you know, they probably make $50,000-$60,000 a year. The thing is if somebody says, you know, I only have $800 to my name, only have $2,000 to my name. Okay, cool. Well, I can bet you something. If we looked at over the last 90 days, your decisions based off of what transactions you've made, those sum of decisions that you've made is the reason you're here right where you are right now. There's nobody, it's nobody else's fault. It's none of that stuff. Because you wanted to go to get Burger King after you got drunk after spending $300 because you didn't want to throw up and you needed some fried food. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I know. Right? So it's like,
straight up.
It's a sum of decisions that has you where you are. But the thing is, and this is, I boiled it down. I really feel like I found it. I boiled it down to this. It's all just decisions.
It is.
Everything. You can't, there's no future, past, none of that. All of it is just decisions. You decided to go right instead of go left. That was a decision. This is your path now. That you don't get a chance to reverse and then go back this way.
You know, with that being said, that just made me realize something. And that's why being in a moment is so important, because when you in a moment, you could analyze a decision for what it is, and you make the right decisions constantly in every moment you're in. Mm-hmm. But when you're not in a moment, and you're just thinking of something ahead or thinking something happened in the past, you can't even make the right decision because you're not thinking clearly, because you're not living in a moment. Yeah. And I think what you just said, it makes so much sense, because like I said, that's why being in a moment is so important. But so many of us, we don't live in a moment. We're thinking about something from 10 years from now or something from 10 years ago.
Yeah, facts.
And you know what I'm saying? That's clouding what the fuck you need to do right now.
Facts.
So it does all boils down to the decision. If you make good decisions, you'll have a good life. If you make bad decisions,
you'll have a bad life.
It's that simple.
A person in jail, like, people always, oh, I got unlucky. No. No, the decision was that you decided to be around people at the wrong timing,
yep,
on the wrong day, and the wrong incident happened.
Yep.
That was a decision. You decided to go out with them knowing that there may be a possibility that
something bad could happen.
So for me, it's like, people ask me, how do I change my decisions? How do I change my life? You have to change your environment. You have to change how you think. You have to change how you move. You have to change how you eat. If you do not change these things and who you talk to and how they operate, it's going to be more difficult for you to make the right decisions, because the power of influence. A person is persuaded easier through people who they feel like they can trust. But just because you trust the person and you feel like you love them doesn't mean they trust you and they love you enough to make sure that you do better than them. And that's something that most people don't realize. A lot of people in the world do not want you to do better than them. They want you to do good enough. but they don't want you to do. They don't want you to surpass them, especially when you start doing crazy things. So that's why I was like, I had to move out of my city. There's people that I was cool with, but couldn't imagine me doing.
What you doing right now?
Yeah, like people in high school. I'm thinking about it now, like
especially this quick.
This quick 24, you know, like I've talked to my teachers and my students show me your Instagram posts and stuff like that. And I'm like, but you know, I don't have a story of my teachers telling me that I was never going to be successful and none of that stuff. I just have teachers who were like, if you don't lock in, you're going to end up being somebody you don't want to be. So you got to make a decision. So they never not believed in me, but I've had incidents where it was just like they was getting smart with me and I could tell that they were discrediting me in multiple ways. But I just always took it to heart, like, you work here. I'm still young. Your decision is made. Mine, I still have yet to make it. And I for damn sure will not be making the same ones that you made. So if I come off disrespectful in any way, I don't mean to. It's just that I cannot listen to people who have not been in places I've never been. Or that I want to be.
That you don't want to be in.
Yeah.
And exactly. At the end of the day, it's a blueprint for everything. So for people that don't have mentors or whatever the case may be, you can just watch somebody from afar. And see what decisions they made to get to where they at. Or you could watch somebody up close that's on the street.
Yeah.
You can see what decisions they make and making. So you can say, I'm not going to do that. So it's I think people, we make it more complicated than what it really is. But at the end of the day, like you said, if you boiled it down perfectly, bro. It's all on the decision you make.
That's it.
Keep making good decisions. It sounds, I know a lot of people, they're going to hear that. I'm like, man, it sounds so simple, but it's so hard to always make the right decision.
It is. I'm not saying you're going to always make the right decision. I'm just saying what I'm boiling it down to is decisions. Like, you're anxious because you keep thinking too much in the future.
Yep.
You're stressed because you wish you could change things in the past.
Yep.
But if you live in the moment and you make the right decisions today, what those look like is hard decisions. So, you know, again, credit goes to Alex Hormozi. You know, he talked about this. I would rather take the hard route because of the story that I'll have after I accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish. And that's the, like, literally the meaning of my life right now. I took the hardest route and I have an amazing story.
He said, no, he's out
to the hardest route. No, I didn't fold. I didn't not, you know, take care of my kid. I did not show up. I did not put the hours in. I did not sleep in. Like, I didn't do those things. I was like, yo, I know I gotta wake up this time. I know I gotta stop drinking. I know I gotta stop smoking. I know I gotta start fasting. Like, this year, it was my very first time of doing a full 30-day fast. Like, I'm talking, wake up at 5 a.m., eat, drink, sun comes up, can't eat or drink anything until sun goes down.
It's Ramadan?
Ramadan. Mm-hmm. So, like, I found myself, like, it was, like, the most purest version of myself.
I bet.
Boy, like, the most pure version of myself. There was no smoking, there was no drinking, there was no eating throughout the day. So when you get hungry, your patience is truly tested. You can say anything and it just, you snap in a second, but learning how to control how you feel in moments like that gives you power as a human. So I'm doing things that most people who are older than me, they like, I don't need to do that. Cool, you don't need to do it. That's fine. I'm doing it for religious purposes because I know what's gonna happen afterwards. After I did it, I felt so, my spirit felt so close to God, bro. I thought that, so it was something going on, bro. Like, I dead seriously.
Word.
I kid you not. I've never felt like that in my life, ever.
30 days.
30 days straight. Didn't miss a single day.
I don't think most people don't understand how difficult that is.
They don't. I got to give credit to Prince Donnell. He just did a recent, challenge where it was no sex, gym every single day, waking up early in the morning, reading, still having to eat, still having to be a dad, still having to control his businesses. That's like, people don't understand. Like, it sounds difficult, but to do the act
is, man, because you can do it for a day, and doing it for a day ain't gonna be easy. But then you gotta do it again and again and again and again. You gotta do it over and over and over and over till it becomes, you pretty much systemize it. Yeah. But I'll say this though, I have such a high respect for people that do complete the entire process of Ramadan. Cause when I was in Qatar, I lived in Qatar for 7 months. I lived there during Ramadan.
Yeah.
And I remember working, and how I work over there during Ramadan, it's like, it's not America, so you practice they laws and laws of the land, they rules.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't eat. Like, we had to act like the rest of them.
Yeah.
So I couldn't eat, drink, but All these, bro, I used to be sneakers in the bathroom. I'm like, man, it was 130 degrees. I say, man, fuck this, bro. I'm going to the, I used to have my backpack. I got bottles of water in there, snacks. I'm going to the bathroom like, man, whoa, this is too much, bro. But I, that's what I'm like. I got a complete different level of respect because it takes a lot of discipline and mental focus to actually do that.
It's above average, and that's why I always tell people, like, there's, I'm not different than nobody. You know, I don't categorize myself as being better than anyone. I'm human, the same way everybody else. I do believe that I have an above average level of thinking that allows me to be self-aware enough to be in the act of doing things and making the decisions that I know is going to best help me in the future. But that's because I think about outcomes. Like, I really think in possibilities. Like, if I take this out, if I make this possibility an outcome, right? If I take this decision and I do it, then there's possibly this that could go. And I don't want this, I don't want this, and I don't want this, but it's all based off my reaction. So now how do I react? And it's just a quick, my brain thinks about that fast though. So I don't know, it's just sped up. I don't know how I think, I don't know. I haven't really heard too many other people talk about it like that. I know that there's great minds out there. And I always thought that I was handicapped in my mind when I was younger because people didn't understand how I thought. But in reality, it was actually my superpower. It's the thing that got me here. It's the thing that allowed me to do what 99% of people out of my city has not been able to do.
No, most definitely, man. Cleveland, I've been there plenty of times. That's where Deanna from. So that's a rough city for sure.
Yeah.
Talk about, again, I want to talk about this for a this specifically. As a young man, how do you deal in this position? How do you deal with women, the opposite sex? What's that like for you at this point?
Honestly, bro, you got to really be delicate with your moves. You know, I've made many of dumb decisions, bro. And I've one thing I can say, I've allowed my ego to get in the way of a lot of things because I was making money and I thought that it didn't matter how a girl felt. It didn't matter how you, I don't care about you. Like, I can mess with you right now and not care at all. But that's not okay as a human because that's not who I was. But because I was getting money and internally I was like, I could just replace her with the next girl who's gonna look better.
Yep.
That does not mean that it's okay to treat people like that.
At all.
And, you know, for me, you know, that's just one level of it. But to me, you know, I've had my fair share of dealing with women, bro. And what I realized, bro, it's all the same sex. Like, yeah, it's different bodies and you might enjoy one more than the other and whatever her, you know, whatever it is, right? But to me, it's like, you get off, then you want her to leave because you don't even like her.
You don't even like her.
And that's the worst feeling, like laying in the bed with a girl and she start talking, you just like, I'm already irritated. Like, I literally had moments like that. And it was just like, dang, why am I doing that to myself? Why not settle down and focus? And it's just like, for me now, girls, you know, it's so crazy how easy it is to see naked women right now.
It's the craziest thing, bro. I was literally just last night, I was watching this TV show. It's called Mad Men. It's based in the 60s. And they was like a group of businessmen. They work in advertising and marketing, and they was out at this like a little club bar kind of vibe. And a girl walked on stage, and she wasn't fully dressed, but she was still kind of like showing her body a little bit.
Yeah.
But then she took her clothes off as if she was stripping. But when she took it off, she was still covered up. And what she was covered up in, I'm like, girls wear this out to the club now.
Bro.
And that was a big deal. When she took that off, they was in the club like, ooh. Bro. I'm like, that's nothing today.
It's nothing today.
Nothing.
Bro, you can go, a girl can invite you to her close friends and you see everything.
Everything.
Like, with how, like, if I'm being honest with you, forget the high value man conversation, whatever that is.
Right.
Look, if you look good as a man, bro, the ease of you having sex is so easy, bro.
That's like, facts.
It's so easy, but it's also a easy decision to fall victim to. Because the thing is you want to have sex with all these girls, then shit happens. You don't want to take care of it. And again, I can only speak on things that I've done where I've made mistakes, where I've done things with girls that I really wish I would have done it the right way. If there's one thing that I can say I regret, and I don't regret much things in life, but this is one. I wish I could have did it the right way. I wish I could have got married first. I wish I could have had my kid with one woman and then build a happy family, because now that I'm realizing it's just building broken homes. Even though I have money and things, it's not going to substitute the time.
Nothing.
So I have to realize, you know, and it'd be a hard burden sometimes to realize, but like when I get older, I have to hear from them how they felt when they grew up, because I wasn't living in Cleveland. Now I'm You know, I'm in Atlanta. And they don't understand. Kids don't understand the value of time. They don't get that. They don't understand, oh, I got to go out here to handle my business to make sure that you're good here. But because the relationship of you and, you know, the person you had a kid with isn't well, now there's conversations being had about you in a negative manner.
In a negative way.
Yeah, that changes their perception of how they look at you.
Especially when you win it.
Yeah, especially when you win it. You know, I've, bro, like, there's so many different instances where I just kind of was like, dad, why does gotta happen to me? But then again, it's like, why not me? You ask God to make you successful. This is what comes with success. Mm-hmm. You get successful, you have a kid with a girl, she get mad at you, child support.
Child support.
Snap of a finger. All that trust, I'm not going to do that to you, I'll never do that. All that stuff goes out the window, bro.
There's been a million dudes that they heard that before.
Bro, stop listening to that, man. Like, don't even, like, don't get yourself worked up. The best thing I can say is learn how to control your emotions, bro. Like, when you're dealing with these women, learn how to control your emotions and don't make it easy for you to have sex with them. That's what's going to give you a powerful woman. When the girl I'm, like, my girlfriend now, bro, like, I couldn't just hit on the first date. And to me at the time, I was like, it was easy for me to do that.
Right.
So when I couldn't do it, I'm like, what the fuck? Man, bro. Hell no, right, you got me fucked up. I'm like, let's run this shit back. Date number two, still then.
My boy crazy.
Date number three, still then. I'm like, yo,
man,
right,
what's
like,
going on, man?
Yeah.
What's
going on? But it's like, it just shows how valuable she is. That not many men have had access to her. That she's not allowing many men.
Anybody, any and everybody to just access like,
bro,
that.
When I was fasting, bro, she was like cooking for me at 5 a.m. And she doesn't even, like, she's not Muslim or nothing. So she was waking up at 4:30, making me waffles, French toast, eggs,
making
bacon,
sure you good.
Making sure I'm good. Still had to work. Gets up, cooks, make sure I'm good, goes lay back down. Hey, yo, step down.
That's important.
Bro.
That's important.
At that moment, I was like, oh, yeah, you ain't gonna find this nowhere else. What? Wake up at 4:30 a.m, make sure I'm good, and still go to work, and still have your own business to operate, and then still come back home to me and make sure I'm good for dinner? Oh, fuck this shit. Fuck that shit. Because at this point, it's like, you can go kick it, you can go meet the girl in the club, cool, you're going to hit, boom, you try to get her number. But what I realize is you're constantly rebuilding with people. So when you have sex with somebody, now you got to learn them. And I don't want to keep learning
people.
You're not interesting to me. You're not interesting to me.
And
that's in no disrespectful way at all. But for a man who understands who he is, you are not interesting to me. You don't have enough going on in your life. And this is, again, in no disrespectful way. You are too easy to a lot of men. So the only thing you have a lot going on of is having a lot of men around you and being in your life and in and out of your life.
In and out.
I don't want to be that. I'm good. I would rather be the secure dude that's off in another place trying to do things the right way.
Today's episode is sponsored by Magnolia Tax Services. If you're a small business owner and you have a history of owing $10,000 or more in taxes, and you feel like your current CPA or tax preparer isn't giving you the write-offs that you need, then you need to book a consultation with our partners at Magnolia Tax Services. Magnolia Tax Services is a tax advisory firm that specializes in providing small businesses with advanced tax strategies to help you get rid of your tax bill. On average, they save their clients $22,971 a year. I'm going to say that again. On average, they save their clients $22,971 a year. If this is you, book a consultation link by clicking the link in the show notes. If they can't save you any money, they'll give you your money back guaranteed. Now, that is our sponsor for today, and we're going to get right into today's episode.
Yo, you really talking that talk, because I think that's an aspect that a lot of dudes don't realize. When you in and out of all these different women's lives, you do have to that rebuilding process. You gotta get to know this woman, what she like, what she don't like, spending money on her.
Yeah,
because you know what I'm saying, then you stop messing with her after a month, you do that with another chick. Well, it's like this whole time you could have really been locking in, building with somebody. Y'all could have really been building something special, like some of that, and she really rock with you.
Really?
And then when you got a girl that really rock with you, you ain't gonna really understand the value of it until you in that position. Cause it's like I could equate it to like an investment. Like that investment gonna pay tenfold.
Yeah.
When she really all in with you, you all in with her, man, your life is gonna get so much better, cause it's gonna get so much easier. A good woman gonna add so much value to your life. your life is going to become a lot easier. And it's not even going to be things that you got to ask her for. It's just going to be shit that she just naturally do that you done even thought about how this can make your life easier. And she just naturally going to be doing it. And you're going to be like, damn, I got a damn, you're going to feel like you got a damn chef. You got an accountant. Yeah. You got a damn assistant. You got, you're going to feel like it's so many different roles that she going to just like put herself in to help you out. And you're just going to be like, damn.
You know, I'm thinking about it now, bro. Like, this really make me like really... Like, if my girl watching this, I'm sorry for every mistake I've ever made. No, dead ass, real talk. No, real shit, bro. Because, like, you know, we really do not credit women enough, man.
No, we don't.
Like, bro, there's so many, like, there's so many of these shows, bro, that really, like, ridicule women. Mm-hmm. And, bro, fuck all of them, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you just, like, another lame. Like, who you are as a human, you's a lame. And that's according to me, somebody who comes from something real and authentic. And it's just like, y'all make these different thoughts and y'all say all this stuff about women when there's some good ass women out here, bro.
A lot.
And they get done wrong. So of course they not gonna have no trust. Of course they not gonna rock with you. Of course they not gonna see you through. Now, is there a fair share of a lot of women who wanna be in a ratchet ways and they wanna have a hot girl summer? Cool, let them do what they do. When they end up pregnant, single, and they ain't got no dad, that's for their kid. Cool.
That's the reality, though.
Reality of it. You have to learn from your mistakes. The same way I'm learning. But it's also like, the reason I say that, bro, is because like, as many arguments you get into with your girl and things like that, you start to undermine how much she's actually doing.
Yep.
And then you get to a point where you almost lose it. In a couple days, you only need them a couple days. Oh, I promise you, you only need them a couple days, boy. Then you gonna be like, oh, no, I don't wanna let that go, bro.
I need that back.
Yeah, bro. So, like, it's like, I'm in love, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's healthy to be in love, bro. I think it's healthy for me to wanna go about things the right way this time. And, you know, like, you know, I don't wanna have no more kids out of wedlock, bro. Like, I wanna be married, bro. Mm-hmm. I wanna have shit that I can stand on. I wanna be the fucking fit ass, rich ass fucking dad that's having all the family reunions at the backyard of his mansion, and I'm the one cooking back there.
Right.
I got my nephew running around with my daughter and my son over there kicking, playing soccer. That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's my ideal way of life. I want to be able to travel with my kids. Yo, my kids go to middle school and they be like, yeah, when I turned 6, I went to Tokyo. That's dope as fuck to me.
No, it is.
Yeah.
That's the I ain't gonna lie. I had an experience kind of like that recently. I was in Cabo. Mm-hmm. I took me, D, my mom, and my daughter. We all went to Cabo and we had this big ass Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And I was grilling. Like, one of the last days we was there, I'm in the back grilling. We got the pool behind me. Yeah. My daughter sitting with D. My mom walking around. She's just looking at the views. I'm like, damn, this is a good... As a man, knowing I provided this situation for all them to comfortably sit here and chill, have a good time, I said, damn, this is really what life about.
Bro, you know, and I got to give you more credit, bro. Because when I seen you and D, that really was like, you know, one of the first moments where I was just like, damn, like, I really want to like settle down, bro. Like, I was so in my ways, my ego, bro, my ego, my pride, man. Like, you know, to even be able to be
ego
honest,
is a motherfucker.
Bro, that shit is a motherfucker to control, bro. And like, now, like, I'm so self-aware and honest about shit now, bro. Like, I can tell when my ego was just bad, bro.
Really?
I was a fucking asshole, bro. Like, I was getting money and I was doing things for the right reasons, but that I wasn't treating people right.
Why do you think that is?
I think it was partially because I was hurt in the past that I felt like nobody deserved to be to feel good enough to where they could be extremely happy. Because I've been in pain before.
You've been in pain, boy.
And at some point, you got to feel this pain. And I don't think that was right. And I think a lot of men go through that. You know, you get cheated on. We hear this all the time. A man get cheated on, he's going through 30 women.
30, man. He's running it up.
Running it. But it don't make you feel better. It actually makes you feel more anxious. Because now the pregnancy scares that you're going to have. Oh, boy. 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 You don't want to. You don't want to.
He said, boy, no, that's real, man. You know, as a man going through heartbreak, it's a very serious thing. You know, women go through heartbreak too, but I feel like men personally, they go through it in a whole another way, where it's like the loneliness they deal with. Because let's be real, a woman could experience heartbreak, especially if she's attractive.
Yeah.
And she still could get male attention like that.
Instantly.
Like that. But a dude, when he fall in love with a woman and he have heartbreak, he going to a deep, dark hole. He might not be outside. He might be no chicks on the roster. He already sure. lonely, especially if he not a dude that's on his shit. You know what I'm saying? Handsome or none of that. If he ain't none of that, he gonna have a hard time maneuvering out here. That's why they say, I forgot the statistics, but they talked about how it's a large percentage of most dudes that just don't have sex at all, just from being incapable of actually getting women.
Bro, I mean, it's a fact, bro. Like, I also think it's an attack on your pride that most men can't handle.
That
so
too.
It's like, when your pride is attacked like that, you don't know how to handle that. So, like, to me, bro, it's just like, you know, I've learned so much, man. Like, you know, I self-reflect. I try to self-reflect all the time. I meditate often, regardless of what people think about meditating. I try to meditate often yeah. just because it's like, it's not about not thinking about anything. It's about controlling your what thoughts. You think about and how you feel when you're having those thoughts. So if I have an incident come up that happened to me in the past and it caused me pain, but I'm sitting there meditating about it, it's not that I want to remove the pain. It's that I want to understand the pain. I want to understand, how can I solve the pain moving forward? And if I can't, how can I mend it? How can I bandage it? How can I wrap it? How can I bring up something else? Whoops. How can I bring up something else that's correlated to it that made me happy? And it's not about always 100% fixing it. It's about learning from it, so if it happens again, you don't feel the same way you feel now. So I do feel like a lot of men who go through heartbreak, either they turn up and go dog mode, and I mean look at me, like, heartbreak, you know, like, just this shit happens, or they end up letting go of themselves. They get fat, they go broke, they kicking every weekend, they smoking every single day. And the big reason I stopped smoking, bro, is like, I like to smell good. I like to feel good. And smoking, when people ask me, like, bro, like, why do you stop smoking? It's not the fact that I don't think I could be successful with it. It's the fact that I know that I feel like I can't reach my full potential with it. And it can do, you know, it helps with, you know, anxiety and things like that. But what about the times where it heightens your anxiety, but you don't talk about it? What about those times where you're tweaking when you drive and you think it's a cop behind you, but really it's a bus? What about those times? And you're sitting there tripping, or you get pulled over and you got weed on you. Now you're trying to hide it, but now you smell like it. Or you about to go take a girl out on a date and your breath smells like weed. Like, you know, for me, I don't want to, you know, before me and my girl, like, I wanted to fuck with the baddest, you know what I'm saying? But the baddest don't want no, like, unless you want a rapper who, because it's money, it's something else. But as an entrepreneur, you got to, like, be a little bit more strategic on how you view women. And it's not just because you're an entrepreneur. It's because you have a lot more to lose. Because you are the business.
You are the business. That's the key thing.
I make my business. I am the face of my brands. At least
that's
some
a bar,
of
bro.
Yeah.
And when you adopt that mindset, even if you're not an entrepreneur, business person, I think you should adopt that mindset, because at the end of the day, we got things in common, and that's dealing with the opposite sex, especially if you're heterosexual.
Yeah.
So if you adopt that mindset, it's gonna keep you out of a lot of trouble. If you think like, man, I got stuff to lose, I can't do this, I'm trying to strive to get to this point, I can't do this because it's gonna take me steps back. So, and most, it's hard to adopt that mentality if you're not an entrepreneur. It's very easy to get that mentality once you become an entrepreneur, because you know you truly got a business and you got things that you really can lose fucking with the wrong people.
Facts.
But without being an entrepreneur, it's gonna be kind of hard for you to really move a certain way like that. But I think you can adopt that mentality without being an entrepreneur, though, and it's gonna help. The way you move is everything, man, because at the end of the day, people watch more than we realize. Everywhere we go out, people are watching you. See how you, like, man, I like how that dude move, you know what I'm saying? So you can always need to be on point. I don't give a fuck what it is, what you do. You need to be on point. You need to stay on point.
Oh God. look, you know, I know, look, like, anytime I go out, I'm on it.
You gotta be on it.
My head is on a swivel at all times. And it's like, when you just come from environments like that, it's just like, even now, bro, like, I live in a gated community, everything, you know, and I'm very grateful. I thank God all the time. But bro, I still keep my
piece. You got to.
Right there next to me.
You got to.
As if I'm still in Cleveland. Like, somebody could just, you know what I'm saying? But like, that's just like, when you come from stuff like that, that's the stuff that don't change about you.
It's not going, nothing gonna change about that.
It's habits.
You could be in goddamn Beverly Hills, you could be in Malibu, you still gonna be like, cause it only take 2 seconds for someone to pop off for real.
Yeah.
So you gotta, at the end of the day, and this goes to women too, cause women have the same situation sometimes, especially when you get lit. You got dudes. People always, let's talk about this for a second, because people always talking about gold digging women. In 2023, it's an epidemic of dudes trying to come up off women.
For sure. For sure.
So women got to be, they got to do their vigilant too and peep game for, because it's a lot of dudes out here that's trying to come up off y'all. And that's a thing for women too. This doesn't just apply to men. It goes both ways.
That's a bar. You know, because I think people don't think about.
No, they don't.
Women really, in most relationships, are the breadwinners.
Nobody
talks
about
that.
That's what I'm saying. 2023, like, women running it up for real.
Bro, girls spending $700 on their hair, $200 on their nails, still got the car.
Yep.
Bro, they spending a bag. No,
women spent bags, bro.
And they still managing it okay, but it's just like, it's the fact that you're doing it. And there's a lot of women who manage their money very fucking well.
Yep.
So it's just like, ladies, y'all gotta be careful, man. Because, like,
dudes, see, it's some dudes out here, man, I'm telling you, man. Grimy dudes out here. They watching y'all Instagrams. They like, damn, she taking this trip. She buying this. She buying that. Do she got a man? If she ain't got no man, I'm finna try to bag her because she finna blow this bread on me.
Facts.
And they ain't got nothing going for them.
Nothing.
They can't even get no crib on their own. They ain't got no car for real. They got hella debt. But they to come up. They finna come up off you. And it's the thing about putting all your information on the internet. Because if I'm looking to get at a girl or whatever, and I know everything she like, I know her favorite restaurants, I know what happened in her past relationships, I know what she, her favorite place to travel, I know everything about her because she posts everything.
Yep.
It makes it so much easier for me to get her.
Yes.
I know what attracts her, I know how to mirror her, I know how to say, oh, she like this kind of guy, let me be that. If I'm a piece of shit dude that's trying to come up.
So it's easy a dirty to fake game. It. It's so easy to fake it. Bro, it's and a then dirty the, game. The thing is, women want love so bad.
Yeah, exactly. At least,
not all of them.
Right.
Some of them want love just so bad, and they just don't realize the difference between wanting love and allowing a not shit nigga to fake it in front of you and live a fake life. Like,
no, real talk.
You gonna let him after? All right, so this is a situation. You go out, you meet her, you take her on a date. She really fuck with you, she like you, but she got some motion. But now all of a sudden, after a month, 2 months, y'all really rocking with each other. Now he just sitting in the house playing 2K.
You like, this ain't the dude I met.
This ain't him.
He finessed
you. A honeymoon phase went out the door.
Immediately. Yeah, like he got some bread. He took you to a nice restaurant. He spent the little money he did have. Yep. He spent it all. And you thinking, oh, this dude got some money.
Yeah.
All the time, this motherfucker busted and disgusted. Busted. That's really, bro, it's really like that, bro. It's
busted and disgusted.
It's a cold game. So you got to be on point at all times and all aspects. And we not saying it's easy, because at the end of the day, this is definitely a journey. Like, we all gonna make mistakes. We all gonna fuck up.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you could avoid those mess ups, just avoid it.
That's it, bro. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't give advice and things that I've learned from with the intentions to come off as like I'm some
know-it-all
fucking monk.
Right.
But yeah, like, I don't know everything. I just know that there's somebody out there that looks like me, who comes from an environment like me, who may be dealing with a similar situation as me, who may need this advice and who may be receptive to it. So for anybody else who doesn't accept what I'm telling you, cool. Like, let it go through one ear and out the other. Just make sure you leave a like and subscribe. But but other than that, to the people who listening, who really looking for guidance, like, really listen. Like, watch this back a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Like, really listen to what we saying, the words, the lessons, like, if I'm telling you, if Charlie Munger came up here and told you everything that he did wrong, why would you not want to know? Everybody asks Everybody asks millionaires and successful people, like, how did you become successful? Why don't you ask them, what were the catalyst moments that made you want to go out and be successful? What problems did you occur? How did you overcome your problems? We always want to know the sunshine, rainbows, and glitter. I don't want to know that. I want to know the deep down hell.
I want to know the darkest. I want to know the darkest points.
Yeah, I want to see all of it. I want to see how you handled it, because it's going. Not only is it going to build for a better conversation. Yep. So if you're networking with somebody and you're learning that, you're building a friendship that most people can't even get close to, and it's because you're taking time out to learn who they were when they were at their most lowest points.
Mm. With that being said, if you mind sharing this, what was your darkest points and how did you recover and bounce back from that?
Man, I think my darkest, lowest points was just allowing, and this is no disrespect to her or anybody, but just allowing the people that I was with when I was raising my daughter, because I was trying to make sure that I was being a dad, or I tried to, like, deadass, I really tried my best to make it work because I had a child, not because I wanted to make it work because of I was happy in that situation. And I think my darkest moments was allowing myself to be pulled down and be told that I can't go do this, or that I shouldn't go do that, or you want to be famous, I don't want to be famous. Like allowing somebody else to not only dictate how I should think, but also allowing them to take power over my life. That has been the lowest and the darkest points that I've ever been in. Anytime people have literally taken power from me, that's when I feel my lowest, because I'm a person who's powerful in the mind. So when you withdraw that from me, it feels like I have nothing.
That's deep. How did you recover from that? Bounce back?
Gotta cut that shit off.
Just cut it off.
Cut it off. The moment you realize poison, you have to cut it off. So like you get shot in your leg. What do? They cut your leg off.
Cut the leg off.
So like just so it doesn't affect the rest of the body. It's like, would you rather do that or not ever be able to walk again? Because I'll go take the thing, put it on, you know what I'm saying, be able to walk one day again and go through the battles. But I'm not about to just let that poison my whole body to the point where I can't make it. So like to me, it's just like you got to learn how to let go of things that are not good for you. And I've talked about this multiple times for men and for women. There are people you are hanging around that you know are not best for you. Why do you keep allowing yourself to sit through it? What excuses is it? Oh, well, they take care of the bills, they take care of the rent, they make me happy sometimes, but they abusing you. And it doesn't have to be physically, it's mentally,
emotionally,
all of that. So it's like, why do you keep letting it happen? Do you not see the true value in yourself?
That's what it is.
Like, you don't value yourself.
I just recently had a conversation about this with somebody, and they were saying how it's somebody that's in their life that they know not good for them, but they struggling cutting this person off. Mm-hmm. And to me, they like, man, you cut. They like, man, you cutthroat. I'm like, I ain't cutthroat. I know what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to get to. I don't got time for that. And I'm like, why is it so difficult for you to cut this person off? Like, I really don't. So I know a lot of people listening to this, they're going to hear what you're saying. It's like, they're going through that right now. They're like, damn, it's hard for me to, I love this person. It could be a family member, significant other, best friend since kindergarten. It's like, it's so hard for them to let that person go because they kind of feel bad about themselves if they do it.
Yeah.
And I don't really get it.
I think I have a good idea of it.
Okay, what you think?
A lot of it is that, especially in relationships, you're scared to be alone. And most people cannot sit with they self for a long period of time
at all.
You can't even look in your mirror. Like, after a period of time when you by yourself, it's hard for you to look in the mirror and find yourself because you don't know who you were. You let this relationship be the identity of you. That's not your identity. That relationship was something that was supposed to allow you to strengthen your identity so it can be a power couple. But if you're not a power couple, it's a disease. So you have to let it go and you have to learn how to be alone. That doesn't mean run through women. That does not mean go out on every date with men, because ladies, y'all go out on dates just to eat. I swear to God, I'm not stupid. You think I'm really that dumb? Come on. You want to go out on a date with me? All right, cool. Like every dude you go out on a date with, you really want to be with. No, you just want to go eat.
Have a good time.
But his intentions. Yeah, that's it. But then what happened when you get a little lit and he say a couple things and you start laughing just a little bit? Now all of a sudden you wake up with him next to the bed and now he ain't shit. Now you mad. Now you got all this animosity built up.
Facts.
When you made the decision. You allow, look, this is the thing. Ladies, y'all have all the power. You have your legs. Men want what's in between your legs.
Yep.
So the moment you control that in your decision making is the same moment that you become one of the most valuable women out there.
Yep.
This is why rich men want young women who have never been touched before.
Yep.
It's a fact.
Yep.
It make the world go round. I didn't make this up. Look, I'm just telling y'all what it is. Y'all don't do enough research for yourself, so I got to come back and relay it to you. Like, don't blame me for how things are. You just got to take it for what it is, allow yourself to learn from it, and go out and be alone. Go work on yourself. Like, a lot of y'all are in relationships. It's not healthy for you, and you're like, all right, well, how do I let them go? You just let go, and then you go get a whiteboard and you write down everything about your life that you fucking hate. I don't like how my stomach looks. I don't like the way that I smell sometimes. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like how I think. Cool. solutions. Only. Einstein once said, if I only had 60 minutes to work to find a solution, I would spend 55 minutes. Let me restate that, right? Einstein once said that if I only had 60 minutes to find a solution, I would spend 55 minutes thinking about the problem and only 5 minutes thinking about the solution. Because the longer you think about the problems, the easier the solutions will present themselves to you. So if you look at the problems within your relationship and you just really constantly think about it, it's right in your face. You just decide to say, I'm gonna stay blind to it.
Right.
Because we can work. You're not gonna work. After the 16,000th argument and him putting his hands on you for the 14th time and him cussing your mom out and disrespecting your peoples, you really think it's gonna work? You really think because he buy you a bag it's gonna work?
Never. It'll never work.
It'll never work. Just because he fly you out to fucking Cancun. Cancun is fucking $1,200. You know any dude can come up off $1,200 in one weekend. For real. If I keep it 100. All these scammers, they could come up off $1,200 off of one play.
One play. Quick.
So it's like, value yourself. Keep your legs closed. And if you don't want to, then understand what comes with it.
Yep.
Fellas, same thing.
Take accountability.
Can't take accountability. Fellas, keep your dick in your pants, bro. That's all I can say. Discipline yourself. Learn from the mistakes that I've made, bro. Like, that's if you don't want to, cool. You're going to go bump your head. But trust me on this. God will keep giving you the same lesson until you take the fucking lesson for what it is.
And this, bro, I can't finish about it. Bro, this is my final question I got for you before we wrap up is, what is something, since you became a millionaire, what is something that you learned about money, personal growth, or anything that you didn't know? And what is something that you thought that, let me put it like this, that you like, you thought you had a notion about something, but since you became a millionaire, you realized like, damn, I was completely wrong about that.
I think it was really just status, bro.
The status thing.
Status. It doesn't really matter. Like being a millionaire, being a multimillionaire, it doesn't really matter. Like it's just something you say. What you own.
And it's just a number.
It's just a number. Only you know what's going on in there. So it's like, to me, like I stopped sharing with like my net worth and stuff like that. Like, cause it don't matter.
Me too.
It don't matter.
It don't.
I would rather you question it. And then when you say a million, I'm like, okay.
You question say, is a lot better because they don't know what you got.
They don't know what you got.
Box you in.
Yeah, you got 4 million. Oh, okay, cool. You got 10. Hey, look, I don't know. I don't. I just keep it like that. I would rather because it you're not judging my value based off of a figure. You're not judging my value based off of what I have up here and how I articulate myself.
You're right.
So that value based off you watching these two part one and part two of these podcasts will allow you to know whether or not I really have motion or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the advice for what it is. Don't worry about my network. Just listen to how I talk.
Exactly.
Same thing for Zay. Mm-hmm. Same thing for all the people that we know. Shout out to Tay. Shout out to everybody. Like, listen to how we talk, listen to how do we teach, and ask yourself, do I really have the right to second guess this motherfucker when they educating me on stuff that I never do, and that if I go back and I go validate it, it's 100% accurate? So like, status, it's not that important. Doesn't matter. Cash flow, bro. Get you some assets that's gonna you know, go up in value over a period of time. Get you a good woman so that your personal value goes up in how you think as a man. Take care of your family, take care of your health, take care of your spiritual and whatever you believe. Stay true to who you are, stay honest, stay pure with every intent that you have, and go out there willing to battle and die for what you stand for.
Hey man, I can't end it better than that. But before I let you go, I want to say, man, I appreciate you coming out here and getting it in with me, because this was valuable, man. This was real information. And also plug in where people can follow you about product, everything you got.
Absolutely, man. I want to say thank you, bro. Like the evolution of seeing y'all podcast, and I don't even tell you, but I'll be watching the podcast, thank you, bro. Like I've watched mine like 3 times, like just because it was fire as fuck, and just to see how young I was, and just to really see the evolution, which is crazy. But I want to say thank you for the opportunity, bro. And anytime you need me or a connection, anybody who can get on here, it's one call away, bro.
Okay.
But really, you guys can check me out on Instagram @_therealtez, YouTube, Twitter, Dantez Akram. I have nothing to sell you guys. If you want to come to a free class talking about clothing brand, how to build your clothing brand, then you guys can check that out in my Instagram bio. Other than that, it's your boy Tez. I hope you guys like it. Follow me, follow Zay, please hit the subscribe button, yo. Like, there's no way you're gonna be getting this much game.
Facts.
With this beautiful camera and you and all this, and me? Come on, nah, just kidding. But yeah, y'all hit that subscribe button, man. You know y'all, I'm a comedian, but I'll see y'all guys next time, man.
Y'all hear my boy, man. He tap in, man. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all follow him on everything. And that's all I got for y'all in this episode. Y'all can follow me on all platforms at the official Xavier Miller in the Millionaire Mindset podcast. Everywhere, that's on all platforms. And that's all I got for y'all in this episode. See you guys next episode. Peace.
Peace.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag to your bank account, need an accountant.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.